Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Tzadi Dalid. And we are starting the halachas of Seder Tfilas Chag HaShavuos. These are the two amudim in Shulchan Aruch dedicated to Shavuos, today and tomorrow. Go figure that one out. And as I said, we will try to get tomorrow's in the near future. I already recorded it, in fact. Just have to get the bechinas out. Let's start. Siman Taf Tzadi Dalid. Aleph. Yom Chamishim L'Sfiras HaOmer Hu Chag HaShavuos. The 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer is Chag HaShavuos. The Seder HaTfilah Kamo B'Yom Tov Shal Pesach. And the Tfilos that we say on Shavuos are like, exactly like Pesach. The only difference is, Ela She'omrim Es Yom Chag HaShavuos Hazeh Zman Matan Teros Seinu, as opposed to Chag HaMatzos Hazeh Zman Cheruseinu. It's Chag HaShavuos Hazeh Zman Matan Teros Seinu. V'Gomim HaHalel. And there is the full Hallel, Umotzin Shnei Svarim, and we take out two Sifrei Torah, the Karim Berishon Chamisha, five Alios in the first Sefer Torah, from Mibachodesh HaShlishi, Ad Sof HaSeder, right? We start from Chodesh HaShlishi, which is setting up the Aseres HaDibros, and including the Aseres HaDibros, obviously, and you read the whole Seder, Umaftir Kare Basheni. And you then read in the second Sefer Torah, Uv'yom HaBikurim, right? The sukkim relating to the Kabbalahs of Shavuos. And continues on, Umaftir b'merkava v'yecheskel, Umesayim b'pasuk v'tisa'eni ruach. And the actual Haftorah is the Maisa Merkava. Sounds in Yecheskel, and you end off with tisa'eni ruach. Let's just do Sif Beis. And then we'll go to do all the Mishnah Berurahs. Be'yom HaSheni, on the second day of Shavuos, obviously in Chutz Laretz, covering the Parshas Kol HaBechor. You read the Parshas Kol HaBechor, which happens to be the default Kriya for Yisker. Right? In the Chutz Laretz, we have Yisker on the second day of Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael, we have on the first day. Umaftir Kore Kemo. Again, you have Atzof HaSidra, the whole Parsha there. Umaftir Kore Kemo Etmo. And Maftir, once again, in the second Sefer Torah, you lane from the same parsha of Yom Bikurim. Umaftir, but the Haftorah is from Chabakuk min Hashem Beheichal Kasho ad Lamatzeach b'Neginoi Sad. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph b'Yom HaChamishim L'Sfiras HaOmer. He says Umiyachrin l'spalel Arvis. And now here the Mishnah Berurah takes a stand on a pretty controversial issue, which makes a lot of sense, as you'll see in a second. He says, "Umiachrin l'spalel arvis." What we do is we do not bring in Shavuos early. Unlike other Yom Tovim, we are ma'achrin. We do not go ahead and bring in Shavuos early. B'knisas Shavuos b'tzeis hakochav. We make sure not to daven, okay, until tzeis hakochavim. G'day shiyu yemei sfira memtes yom tamimos. So that you will have a full-blown 49 days of Tamimos. You need to have a full 49 days of Sfira. And therefore, we do not go ahead and expand the Yom Tov of Shavuos into the Memtes Yom. Now again, this gets into the whole Shaila that we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks, the issue of Tosefes Yom Tov and Tosefes Shabbos. This seems to be taking the approach that if you have a Tosefes Yom Tov of Shavuos, that will take away from the Tamimos of the Sfira. While you could say all you're really doing is expanding and bringing in, okay, Yom Tov early, Lagabe Dinim, and Halachos of Yom Tov, etc. But he is taking a certain position here. Again, you also have to realize that what about the Halachos of Tosefes Yom Tov? Tosefes Yom Tov also is something that is a mitzvah. So again, this, we'll talk, if we have some time, we'll talk some more about this issue. But he's clearly saying, we do not, for sure, you don't see people, to a certain extent, people follow this, you don't see people really making an early Yom Tov, like you have by like early Shabbos. Isa B'Zohar,
שחסידים הראשונים היו נאורים כל הלילה ועוסקים בתורה. And the Zohar brings down that which has become the minhag ha'olam to stay up all night. They had the chassidim rishonim, they were up all night and they were learning Torah. Ukvar nagu rov halomdin lasoskein. And we already have the minhag where the majority of lomdin, he says lomdin, here we already see now it's all of Klal Yisrael, try to do it. Lasoskein, the isa b'shulchan aruch ha'arizal. And in the shulchan aruch ha'ari, you see, da, you know, shekol mi shebalayla lo yoshein klal. But ikar, Bahaya Osek Batorah, he says, someone who doesn't sleep at all on Shavuos night and he's Osek in Torah, Muftach lo sheyashlim shaso v'lo yera lo shum nezek. He's guaranteed to live out his year, and no nezek will come to him. A pretty big, powerful, you know, line of protection the Ari is giving someone who's shnagging in Torah all night. Kasev Magen Avram al pi Pshuto. The Magen Avram writes that according to Pshuto, She Yisrael, what's the basic idea of staying up all night? Without getting into any type of mystical Ari stuff, he says it's commemorative. She Yisrael, hayu yishenim kol halayla. Yisrael was there's a medrash that says Bnei Yisrael were sleeping all night. Hashem had to come and wake Bnei Yisrael up. The Kabbalah Torah. Like it says in the Medrash. So that's the basis for why we have this minog. We're in a certain sense being misakein this. Utsrichin lizayar osam hanayorim kol halayla. And now he's going and he's getting into the halachos of those who stay up all night. Shalol levarech anatilas yadayim. You have to warn them. They shouldn't make the bracha of anatilas yadayim baboker. Rak achar she'asa tzracha of kodem atfila. Unless they went to the bathroom. As Johnson remembers from the early days of Yoimi, that what that basically means is that there were different opinions regarding the need for Netilas Yadayim in the morning before davening, and to avoid the machlokes, what you do is you make sure, again, this is regarding the issue if you were up all night, whether or not you can make a bracha of al Netilas Yadayim. So to avoid the shaila, you can go ahead and go to the bathroom and wipe yourself. When you do that, l'chol adeos, you would bain the opinion of the Rosh, bain the opinion of the Rajba, l'gabe netilas yadayim for tefila. You could then go ahead, he says, v'oz mevarech al netilas yadayim. You'll be able to then go ahead and say not only the bracha of asher yatzar, but also the bracha of al netilas yadayim and asher yatzar. U'kemavu ale'el b'simen dalid, like we said, in simen dalid, shebruah, sekot lamed, ayin sham. What about Talas Katan? What do you do there? You didn't sleep. So once again, there are different opinions regarding that. Therefore, since the machlokes, what do? So that's what he says. You should go find someone who's making a bracha on a Talas Gadol, someone married or someone who wears a Talas Gadol. Those who have a minute to wear a Talas Gadol can go ahead and be motzi others with their Talas Katan, with their bracha on the Talas Gadol. Kubavuar la'el, like we see and saw in Simon Ches, in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Membeis. Ule'inyin birchas ha'torah. Now, with respect to the bracha of birchas ha'torah, so what do you do there? So he says, ayin la'el Simon Memzayin, in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chav Ches. So birchas ha'torah, which is probably the most complicated of all, she chooses not to get involved and discuss it here. But just briefly, the issue is a complicated one, and there are many approaches to how to deal with someone who was up all night with respect to Birchas HaTorah, and there are other factors that are involved. Definitely, did the person sleep by day? Goes into it. There's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger with respect to that. Not all agree to that. And therefore, what the Minhag HaOlam has become with respect to Berachas HaTorah, really, and all these brachos, is to have someone be motzi everyone else. But there are, you know, poskim, there might be poskim today, that allow for the Berachas HaTorah if a person slept for a significant amount by day. But again, that is not necessarily accepted by all the poskim, although the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down back there. Now, with respect to the issue, he says, Ula'inyan Berchas Elokai Nishama. By the way, another factor, as you all know, by Berchas HaTorah has to do with Ava Rabba and things like that. And there's one other thing that's very important, Lagabi the Berchas HaTorah, and that is Shlomo Zalman and others, they talk about the fact that you don't have to stop your learning immediately. You're not over any Isser if you keep learning a little bit into the next day. But again, the minhag seems to be people are, you know, are pretty shtark about stopping and getting the davening going, so you don't have to worry so much about learning too much. But if, for whatever reason, your whole base medrash, or wherever you're learning, is locked in past alois and going in and you didn't say Berachas HaTorah yet, you're not going to be like those that Shalom Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila that caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. U'le'inyan Berachas Elokai Neshama U'Berachas HaMavir Sheina. Once again, there's also the bracha of Elokai Neshama and HaMavir Sheina, which are also the two other problematic brachos if you stayed up all night. So he says, check out Ayin Simon Mem Vav in the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Chaf Dalid. So there he says that if you're up all night, there's a bachlokas haposkim, if you can go ahead and say the bracha of Elokai Neshama and environment Sheina. And he adds that the Shari Tshuva there writes that you should listen to both of those brachas from others and to be Yotzei. And he says if you slept even just like for a half hour at night, you can make the bracha yourself. Again, I say a half hour because that's Shisha Neshimos. There are different shittas in Shisha Neshimos, but that seems to be the most accepted. We continue on, Baiter. Nachal Yizayir, he says, Al pi Kabbalah milashamesh bilel shavuos imlo bilel tefillah. He's saying that marital relations should be avoided if it's not the night of the tefillah b'mikvah. Ayein mashik asav nil'el simen reish mem, mishtabura, sifkat and zayin, and the ber alach hasham. Continue on, sifkat and beiz, v'korin barishon. The first Sefer Torah, they read, as we said, from the parsha of Matan Torah, of Aseres Hadibros, Yisro, and he says, Aminag lomar akdamas. And the minag is to say, right before that kriya, akdamas, v'skimu kama achronim, loymar ze kodem shemaskel akoy levarach al Torah. The askama of the achronim is to say, akdamas, is to have the akdamas said right before the Kohen makes his bracha on the Torah. V'chein ha-minag, kayom, the kama kilos is the minag in a number of kilos, he says, achein yitziv pisgam, which some say, not as, you know, widely said as the akdamas. Do you say yitziv pisgam in your shuls? I don't know, we don't have a second day. Sh'omim b'yom sheni beis kriyas haftara. You say yitziv pisgam in the haftara, second day. You don't know. You're not in the Kiddush club during that time, I hope. Okay, nispashe be'ezeh mekomos la'omro acha pasuk rishon shal haftara. It said, those who say yitziv pisgam, on the second day of Shavuos, it said after the first pasuk of the haftara. Continues on, sif katan gimel. The kriya haTorah from Yisro is from Bachodesh HaShlishi. And he says, the Kairin HaDibros, and you read the Aseres HaDibros, and you read it B'tam HaElyon. You read it with what's called the Tam HaElyon. Again, there are different, there's the regular Shrap, and there's a Tam HaElyon, and there's a whole Shaila. When do you read the Aseres HaDibros with the regular Shrap, and when with the Tam HaElyon? Here he's saying that we read the Aseres HaDibros here on Shavuos with the Tam HaElyon, with the alternate Shrap. Now, one thing is a very big, he doesn't get into it here, but a very big to-do in the Achronim is the issue of standing up for the Aseres HaDibros. Some were very, very against. Some thought it's a very important minug to show and emphasize the, you know, the chashivas of Matan Torah that was done standing. But again, others say it's something that, you know, should not be done, and it's based, you know, it's based on sources that the Rambam, who actually states that this is something that, you know, could bring to apikorsis, people standing specifically for Aseres HaDibros. But Moshe is basically Mekel Lagabi this, as is other poskim. But Rav Yoshev was very strong not to go. Rav Shlomo Zalman said you don't have to worry about this nowadays, you can stand up. Rabbi Yashiv, though, was very strong in his shiurim on, you can check it out, in Brachas, that the Iker is like a Das HaRambam, not to stand. And based Tefillah here, Rabbi Milinowitz basically used to say, if you want to stand, make sure to stand from the beginning of the whole Aliyah. And this way that's getting specifically for Aseret HaDibros, and then it's not really an issue because many people stand, as you know, for Kriyas HaTorah anyway. So if you stand for the whole Aliyah, it definitely does not have that appearance of, you know, the Kofrim saying, oh, all the only important part of the Torah, the only thing that has to be kept is the Aseret HaDibros. Again, the reason are makil is because it's obvious that we don't hold that way, people aren't going to make that mistake today, and that we have Kriyas HaTorah every single week, and that shows that we show the Chashivas for it. Again, but the Yashiv seems to not be so into it, even Bizman Hazeh. You have a big gadol chacham doing the aftira for ma'isa makava samach davar lo, and is a samach that lo ma'isa makava elam kein haya chacham umeiv midaito. Basically, has to do with, you know, the idea of learning Kabbalah and ma'isa makava only when you're someone of the chacham. The gam yesh noagin shekomi shekarei yosam ma'afti v'lachash omer osa gam kein uma make vayda, and you stand up. We are continuing in Sif Beis Bayom Hasheni Korin Beparshas Kol HaBechor. We said this already, and we read the Shulchan Aruch already. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey Kol HaBechor Bimchal B'Shabbos. As you all know, if the second day of Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, whenever you have Kol HaBechor, you go ahead and have to read more in order to have the seven Aliyahs. So what you do is, right, the B'Shabbos Sarach Shiva Kruim. So where you start from is Maschilin Aser to Aser. That's if you ever see, right, on Shabbos, when you have Kol HaBechor, you start earlier from Aser Ta Aser. So, as I said before, so there is the issue of postponing Shavuos until Tzeis HaKochavim. Rav Yaakov Emdin, in his Siddur, says that this is an unnecessary Chumrah, and in fact, it's preferred to daven Marav early, so you could add and have Tosefes Yom Tov. He says the only concern is that you shouldn't start the meal before Tzeis HaKochavim. The Shla writes that the primary issue is that one should not recite Kiddush before Tzeis HaKochavim, but there's no issue for one to daven early. Again, this might get into what we've been talking about in terms of what exactly and when and how the different Tosefes Yom Tov impacts on the day before. The Magen Avraham writes that on the night of Shavuos, one should not recite Kiddush before Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Tshuvas, his service Tshuva, he gives the following explanation for the minhag to daven specifically after Tzeis HaKochavim. He writes that many people do not sleep on the first night of Shavuos, and if they were to daven early, they would have to repeat Kriya Shema sometime after dark. Okay, so what's the problem? And since they're not going to recite Kriya Shema al hamita, so there's a possibility that they would forget to repeat Shema. In other words, you always have the backup of Kriya Shema Alamita. And here you're not going to have that because you stay up all night. So in order to assure that Kriya Shema is recited at the proper time, he says that's how the minhag developed to daven Maariv after Tzeis HaKochavim. Totally not what we've been talking about in terms of Tosefes Yom Tov impacting on the Tamimos. He gives a different, you know, angle in how the minhag started. And the Tshuvas Lohairais Nasan, he writes that even though women are not obligated to count Sfiras HaOmer, nevertheless, they should follow this halacha of not to eat or make Kiddush until after Tzeis HaKochavim. And for this reason, he writes that even those women who have the practice to go ahead and light Yom Tov lights while it is still day, on the first night of Shavuos, they should go ahead and light it only after Tzeis HaKochavim. However, many poskim disagree with this, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who says women do not have to go ahead and postpone their lighting of candles. Again, there's a whole issue with respect to Yom Tov. When do you light? Because you don't have to light before Yom Tov like you go ahead on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to light before Shabbos, obviously. But Yom Tov, you don't have to, so some have a minhag to light on Yom Tov itself. But he's saying those who have a minhag even on Yom Tov light before, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, there is no problem. You would be able to go ahead and do the lighting before Yom Tov as well. Have a great, great Shavuos and Yom Tov, men. And hopefully I'll get out both of these so you can go ahead and partake and finish all the Hilchos Shavuos. by no later than tonight, tomorrow morning. Have a great one.
Okay.
Chag Sameach.